Earlier this year, I was excited to learn that my father had upgraded to a new iPhone and was going to give me his old one as a gift, going from iPhone 6 to an iPhone 10. Good upgrade. He even paid for expedited shipping so I could begin using it as soon as possible. A few days later, the package arrived in the mail. Felt awfully light. Had been obviously ripped open and sloppily retaped together. Sure enough, it was completely empty. The phone had been stolen. I had been cheated. My father had been cheated. Perhaps you have had a similar experience. The anger and frustration at being cheated like this can be off the charts. In our text for today, the Apostle Paul warns of a different kind of cheating, one that is much more serious than a stolen iPhone. From Colossians 2, verses 8 through 10. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Later on in Colossians 2:18, Paul explains what it is we are at risk of being cheated of. Let no one cheat you of your reward. The reward Paul is referring to here, of course, is the reward of your faith, forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation. It is the reward of your heavenly treasures. Again, Paul tells us how we are cheated of these things. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. I pray that you all understand what this passage is telling you. Every day, you have easy access to the world's philosophies, the world's empty deceits, the traditions of men, their basic principles. Or rather, perhaps we should rephrase that. Every day, the world has easy access to you. Although Satan and the world may come across as friendly, neither are your friend. Every day, 24/7, the world and Satan are bombarding you with lies to cheat you of your Christian faith. Satan, because he desires your downfall. The world, because it hates God's truth. Perhaps a couple solid, concrete examples would be helpful. It was reported last week that a teenage boy participated in a TikTok challenge in which the person is encouraged to swallow a dozen or more Benadryl pills to try to induce a hallucination. He did it to get a good laugh with his friends. 6 days later, he died in the hospital. Now, where does God's word ever encourage you to do something toward your harm? This teenage boy was cheated of his life. His parents were cheated out of their son. TikTok challenges are not your friend. As another example, fairly recently, a former transgender individual gave public testimony before a state legislature. In her testimony, she related how her public high school counselor convinced her that she was transgender and needed to undergo treatments, including surgery. In tears, she explained in her testimony that although she had undergone further surgery to appear her God-given gender again, the damage had already been done. She would never have a normal sex life. She would never be able to have children. God's word says, he who made them at the beginning made them male and female. The world's lies of gender identity are not your friend. When you understand this, it becomes a lot easier to drown out the world's lies and deceitful philosophies. Now I'd like to ask by show of hands, how many of you were angry at hearing that true story I shared about my father and me being cheated out of our iPhone? I'm glad some hands went up. How angry would you be if your iPhone was stolen in such a way? I thank you for your care and concern regarding my loss of personal property. But I would ask you to examine yourselves this morning and ask yourselves this question. Do I get just as angry at the thought of the world trying to cheat me out of my Christian faith? Or am I careless and thoughtless in what I let the world expose me to? And what you should further realize is that the same care and concern, that same righteous indignation that you felt at the loss of my earthly treasure, is the very same righteous indignation that your Christian parents and professors and pastors have concerning the thought of any one of you being cheated out of your heavenly treasure by the trickery of the devil and the lies of this world. Those who love you are angry at the thought of you being cheated out of your Christian faith and your eternal salvation. In our text, not only does Paul highlight the problem, but he also gives us the solution. He writes, "For in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power." Dear fellow Christians, cherish those words. Satan and the world will try to convince you that, just as he did all the way back in the beginning with Adam and Eve, they will try to convince you that something is missing in your life. That you are backwards, or stupid, or not living life to its fullest, or out of touch with reality or the real world. God says, you are complete in him. In Christ, you have the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. In Christ, you have the wisdom that rises above the world's lies, even though you may be one standing against a thousand. In Christ and in his word, you are safe. Tether your heart and anchor your thoughts to Christ and his word. Let the word of God be the foundation for your wisdom in every aspect of your life. The more you are in his word, the more you are able to recognize the lies of this world. If something contradicts what you know of to be true in God's word, then just reject it. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, let God be true, but every man a liar. And certainly don't seek out the world's favor or what they see as wisdom. And who cares what they do or say or think of you anyways? They're all fallen sinners. In fact, they need to know what you know and have what you have. You are complete in Christ. He is your wisdom. He is your treasure. And he is your salvation. Don't ever let the world, no matter how convincing or enticing or friendly they may seem in their lies, don't ever let them cheat you out of your completeness in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with singing hymn 430, verses 3, 5, 6, and 8. Hymn 430, verses 3, 5, 6, and 8.